If you want to be part of the program, participation, you can certainly do that as welcome. You can give us a, send us an email, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you are the conversational type, you can give us a call on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number, toll-free, coast-to-coast, is 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about where your health and if you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
And that cookware is now our go-to cookware when we do anything. Phenomenal piece of cookware that you should have in your kitchen.
Yeah, it's really handy.
Well, what is eating my plants, Holly? We're getting that question quite a bit through social media and email, whether it's deer, squirrel, rabbits, birds, or insects in which are not easily identifiable. We're going to go over some of these problems and how to fix them.
Absolutely. So let's talk about deer. We seem to always get a lot of questions about this. If you have a deer problem, you typically will know because you might see them eating your plants, or also they are going to eat the easy to get to plants.
And you'll be able to see their footprints, their hooves. One of the simplest things in which you can do is simply just purchase a bottle of Deer Defeat from deerdefeat.com using coupon code RADIO to save 10% off your order. That's deerdefeat.com. We have numerous listeners that swear up and down by the product. It works. That's why we have them as a sponsor. It's not a gimmick, and that's why we're not wasting our time with them, and they're not wasting their time with you and all this other stuff. The product works, and that's why people get it. You spray it on your plants. You don't want to spray it on your fruiting plants. You want to spray it around the perimeter based on the time of year. Rain, snow, sleet, freeze, 30 days it'll last. It will smell for the first 30 minutes to humans, but it will not smell anymore after that to humans, but it will smell to the animals. It will repel not only deer, but rabbit and groundhog as well. So it's a product that's universal, got a lot of different options there, and if you got problems, that's the answer there.
Yeah, people definitely swear by it. So aside from aside from Deer Defeat, if you do have deer and maybe you want to try, you're like, I want to build a fence anyway, you want to make sure that fence is going to be above 6 feet tall. And or you could do something where a lot of people will take fishing line. They might have a shorter garden fence for rabbits or whatever. And then they'll put posts up on each corner and then draw a fishing line, just period, like, I don't know, probably every foot or so. And then when the deer try to get to the garden, they bump their noses on the fishing line. They don't know what that is. It spooks them. They go somewhere else.
Another problem that we are getting inundated with questions about is leaf miners. Now, leaf miners are a insect in which actually invade, eat the inner portions of the leaf, and you see little tracks and trails. Simple answer to this is use cold press neem oil. Spray it on the plant, top and bottom. This will disrupt their life cycle and the larva and preventing them from reaching adulthood, the new larva, and it will prevent more damage to your leaf. Now, it will look like on your beets or your Swiss chard, it'll look like it got sunburned, very pale looking, but it's actually leaf miners. In your more dense vegetation, you will see it looks like somebody took a wider gray marker and drew all kind of ziggly lines on your leaf. So cold pressed neem oil, put a couple of drops of Castile oil, Castile soap in that, and it will work really well. That's the organic way. There are many different pesticides in which you can use, but if you're on your edible plants, you don't want to use that. So this is the organic way, cold pressed neem oil. Right. And that's a 1 to 2 teaspoons of cold press to 1 quart of water.
Okay. So another problem a lot of people have is with slugs. And so especially on things like their hostas or just general areas of your garden. Some people feel that you can put eggshells down. That doesn't really bother the slugs too much. If you see the slugs, you can pick them off and get rid of them. We found that we've had success with the beer in the shallow
dish at almost ground level, where they kind of climb up and then they fall in. Also taking a piece of cardboard and laying it in the center of the garden with like some kind of stone or something weighted on it, come out early in the morning, pull it up, and that's where a lot of the slugs are going to migrate to overnight. You can get rid of them that way. If you got chickens, there's an answer for you as well. So that's the easiest or the most effective way. If you have a few slugs, it's not a big deal. Also, the thing you want to be aware of with the slugs is if you have a lot of, I call it trash, but leaves or organic debris around the bases of these plants, you want to pull that all away. Almost, I mean, put bare soil there. Leave bare soil. I know we talk about mulching, but in this instance, that will allow there will be no cover. It'll dry the soil out a little bit and make it more difficult for the slugs to get to your plants.
Right. So let's talk about soft body insects like aphids. A lot of times,
white flies.
A lot of times, you'll see that the aphids and the white flies are killing the plant by sucking the life out of them. Mm-hmm. So
they're like the tick of the plant world.
You might see some wilting in one area, typically at the top of the plant. And so we have a good solution.
The amazing Dr. Zymes. You go to drzymes.com/garden talk, and they will give you two-ounce concentrated bottles for simply paying shipping and handling, so you can see how good the product is. And once you use that product, the amazing Dr. Zymes, you'll never find another or want to find another product. This is all organic. It's a very unique product that works very well, and it kills the soft-bodied insects without damaging the beneficial insects. So you spray it on the top, the bottom, the stem, all over the plant, and it works phenomenal. Again, that's drzymes.com/garden talk. If you need some of these coupon codes, again, you can go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and click on the money tab at the top of the page. They're all listed for you, and it's very easy to navigate through and to their websites. So soft body insects can be very damaging when they get out of control. A few, not bad, but there is times where things are out of control and you got to get things back in check, and we encourage it in an organic means or manner.
Absolutely. So then we also have Japanese beetles, and this always comes up, always, always, always. And so, yes, you can buy Japanese beetles traps, and people will use them and they'll say, well, it seems like...
From rescue.
And they'll say, you know, I put this Japanese beetle trap. It seems like I invited every Japanese beetle.
I put it underneath the tree where all the Japanese beetles were at, and now there's more. Well, of course there's more, because that is a lure in which attracts them.
Right. So, yeah, so you might think, okay, I put this underneath this tree, and now all the Japanese beetles are coming around. And yes, they are, but you want to find the opposite corner wherever you're having the problem, put the trap there. That way, if you know they are coming from your neighbors or something, they're going to end up in that corner, and they won't affect the tree that they're attacking.
You can also use Phylum Bio products on that situation as well, with Beetle Gone. It's a water dispersible item that you spray on your plants up to the day of harvest, and that will also get rid of the Japanese beetle, a non-chemical BT product there. And you can use coupon code GARDENTALK10. Save 10% on your order at phylumbioproducts.com. What else we have, Holly?
So we have hornworms. And so the tomato hornworm is...
Well, people may not know what that is, but they have seen the results of it.
Right. So you say you find this tomato or one of your
I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Tomatoes. You're like, you know, that tomato is almost ready. I'll wait till tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And then you go out to your garden. It looks like somebody chomped around the outside of the tomato and left the core. And then there's little, usually blackish, brownish droppings on it. That's from the tomato hornworm. So what happens is the tomato hornworm hides very well. And then at night, it comes out, eats your tomatoes, will take out a whole plant in one night, and then you can't find them because they hide so well. So what you can do is you can try to find them I can barely see green beans on the plant to harvest them, so I'm not the one that wants to help you with that. But if you can find them, you can pull them off and get rid of them. Otherwise, we've noticed that when we take little shallow tin, like tuna cans, put them on a stake and put bird seed in them near the tomatoes, the birds come along, they feed on that bird seed, and then they have very good eyesight to catch moving critters, and they find the tomato hornworms, and they have a nice protein meal.
And you want to do that, incorporate some type of bird feeder, whether it is that tuna can on a stick or multiple bird feeders in the garden itself, to start getting them in the garden before the tomatoes begin to develop, so they can get that travel route of sitting on the bird feeder, looking for things, and getting the tomato hornworm. Other people have been able to identify them by using a black light at night. They will illuminate, so that's another way to do it. But since we have been doing the bird feed practice, we have had almost zero tomato hornworms to deal with because the birds have taken that job away from us, which we appreciate. Another job in which you don't want to have taken away from you is knowing where your food comes from and knowing what's in the food in which you're consuming.
Absolutely, and this is very important to many of us. You know, you like to can your food, your vegetables, fruits, what have you, but then what about those delicious meat products? You want to make, you know, some delicious jerky or sausage. You have Waltonsinc.com has all the equipment to make these products your way to your high standards. You can find information at meatgistics.com. And Meatgistics is a community that helps people on the hows and whys to educate themselves on the meat processing
process. So you can do it right.
Right. And this community has over 15,000 users who will help you give their opinion, help you problem solve, etc. So you can find that at meatgistics.com. If you want to buy Walton's full line of grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, seasonings to go from animal to edible.
That's right. They got seasonings even for you vegetarians or vegans. They've got seasonings for you to use.
Yeah, and they have a lot of great equipment. You can find all of that at waltonsinc.com, everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off orders of 50 or more and get free shipping. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.